This lecture was delivered by His Holiness Bhaktivikas Swami Maharaj on his Vyas Puja Day on 6 January 2007 at Surat. The lecture was originally delivered in Hindi language and was later transcribed and translated into English by Jayadamodar Das and Shyampriya Devidasi. The translation was edited by His Grace Guru Krishna Prabhu. This is a recording of the English translation of the lecture done at Giridhari Multimedia Studio, Vallabh Vidyanagar, Gujarat. The lecture is on Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter number 18, Text number 5. This sloka has a very small purport, but then also it has got very grave and deep meaning. Today in the human society, despite having so much so-called material advancement, there is no peace. What is the reason? What is the root cause? There are many analysts who are analyzing the cause of such problems and trying to make improvement in society and bring solutions for all such problems. Also, many planning commissions are being set up for this. But in spite of all such planning commissions, day by day, misery, anxiety, depression, and restlessness is increasing in the society. What is the reason? The reason is that today people are so much hypocritical. They think that they know everything. By my endeavor, I can do everything. There is no need to follow the path of previous acharyas. The Vedic path is for foolish persons. The import of this sloka is that those who do not follow the Vedic path, who think that they can do everything, who are egoistic fools, are making United Nations, coming together to transgress the instructions of the previous acharyas. Such persons are fools because they are in utter ignorance. Tasmad gurum prapadyeta jigyasuseya uttamam shabde parecha nishnatam brahmanyupa shamashrayam. It is the duty of every human being to approach a bona fide guru and inquire from him about the ultimate perfection of life. Those who do not do that remain fools. A small child is unintelligent. Except the four Kumaras, in the form of small children, despite being the oldest person in this world. All other children are ignorant. Prahlad Maharaj, even when a small boy, was a scholar because he was intelligent by birth. How? When he was in the womb of his mother, he heard teachings from his guru Narad Muni. But this is an uncommon phenomenon. Generally, children from the higher class and higher parentage are sent to Gurukul. Sri Narada Uvacha, Brahmachari Gurukule, Vasandanto Gurorhitam, Acharan Dasavan Nicho, Guru Sudrada Surahodaha. With a great vow, the Brahmachari should live at the Gurukul only for the benefit of the Guru. So a child should be sent to Gurukul to receive knowledge. How to receive that? What is a system? There are so many modern methods of teaching to children. For example, Montessori system, etc. Learn as you play. That is, learn things while playing. These are all mentally concocted ways of teaching. The basis of Vedic learning is humility. Acharan dasavan nicho. We have to serve the Guru in full submissiveness, like a slave. Servant means he is like a slave. Actually, it is not slavery because Guru Sudrada Sarhudaha. Why serve Guru with full surrender? Because of full faith that the Guru is our well-wisher. How is the Guru our well-wisher? Because he gives the disciple knowledge of how to attain the ultimate perfection of life. This is ultimate benevolence. We are all ignorant. Om Jnana Timirandasya Jnanan Jano Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha. We all have eyes, but our vision is curtailed. The eyes have got cataracts. The cataract has to be cured. What is that covering? Ignorance. We have to approach the Guru to acquire knowledge. Acharyavan Purusho Veda. Those who are initiated, who have Guru, are Vidwan. Vidwan means knower of the Vedas. Vidwan doesn't mean MSc PhD. In Vedic culture, we don't give such certificates. Certificate means Chakravarti, Vyas, Mishra, Purohit, Sharma, Pujari, etc. Just by wearing Brahminical thread, we don't become Brahman. Janmana Jayate Shudra, Samskarat Bhavet Dvijaha. The son of a Brahman can also be a Shudra. And after receiving initiation, he becomes Dvija. These was hints towards Upanayana Samskara. One should get closer to the Guru in order to serve him and follow his instructions. But Dvija does not necessarily mean only Brahman. Dvija means he has got second birth. First birth is when the father injected the semen in the womb of the mother and the material body takes shape. And the second birth takes place when the Guru is the father and the Vedas are the mother. So becoming Dvija is not a big thing. Even birds are twice born. Sharks, snakes, etc. are also twice born. First, eggs come out from the womb of their mother and then from the eggs they evolve and get their second birth. Birds are twice born and even our teeth are twice born. They erupt twice. In Sanskrit language, Dvija means birds, teeth and also the sons of the Brahmanas or Kshatriyas who after Upanayana Samskar become Dvija. After a second birth, we have to read the Shastras in accordance with the instructions of the Guru. Veda Pathat Bhavet Vipra. We have to hear what the Guru says. Many printed books are available nowadays. But the real Vedic etiquette is to hear Vedic knowledge directly from the mouth of the Guru. And after hearing, we have to remember them. But Kalo Shudra Sambhavaha and Janmana Jayate Shudraha. Even those born in the families of Brahmanas are Shudras. Then also there is a possibility and hope that those children, after accepting the authority and teachings from a Guru, can become great Brahmanas. Rakshasa Kalim Ashritya Jayante Brahma Yonishu. In Kali Yuga, many Rakshasas take birth in families of Brahmanas. And in the families of Mlechas, great devotees of the Lord will take birth. Kalo Shudra Sambhavaha. Everybody is a Shudra. That is, everybody has Shudra propensities. If the Shudra serves the upper classes, the Brahmanas, Kshatriyas and Vaishyas, performs his prescribed duties and worships Vishnu, then he can also attain the ultimate perfection of life. Varna Sramachara Vata Purushena Parapuman Vishnur Aradhyate Pantha Nanya Tattosha Karanam. Despite taking birth in a lower caste as Stri Vaishya Shudra due to bad karma, if a person fully surrenders unto the lotus feet of Mukunda, then he can also attain the supreme perfection. Mamahi Partha Vyapashritya Yepi Siu Papa Yonayaha Striyo Vaishya Satha Shudras Tiyapi Yanta Paramgatim. Nowadays, addressing somebody as Shudra is considered abusive discrimination. But in reality, addressing people of today as Shudras would be praising them. Because today's people are even lower than Shudras. Thus, Shudra means Yas Shochati Iti Shudra. Brahmana means Brahma Janatiti Brahmana. Veda Pathat Bhavet Vipra. By reading the Vedas, one becomes a Vipra. The certificate is the Brahminical thread. There is no need of any MSc PhD certificate. I am a disciple of such and such great respectable soul. He is my Shiksha Guru. Doing this is just enough. And we have to consider such a person a highly learned, pure and noble Brahmana. Just by doing and saying that, there is a possibility that a person may lie, that he is a Brahmana, he has a Guru. It can happen. If a rascal speaks that he is a disciple of such and such person, then immediately by his conduct it will be revealed whether he is a disciple of that person or not. How to know a person as a Brahmana? He must be learned, but the main feature of a Brahmana is his character. If a person says he is a Brahmana but behaves like a Shudra, then it is clear that he is not a Brahmana. He is a Brahmana in name only and not a real Brahmana. Brahma Janatiti Brahmana. Veda Pathad Bhaved Vipra. By studying the Vedas, a person becomes a Vipra. At least one should read one Veda. Those who study two Vedas are called Dvivedis. Three Vedas, Trivedis, and four Vedas, Chaturvedis. The method of Vedic education is so beautiful that by reading the Vedas, there is purification of the soul. For receiving knowledge today, one goes to universities to become a PhD, Sanskrit, South Asian studies. There is no use of taking such degrees. In that, there is not a single drop of Vedic knowledge. We get Vedic knowledge from the Vedas. From schools and universities, we do not at all get Vedic knowledge. There are Sanskrit experts who don't know anything. Tadvidhi pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya upadekshantite jnanam jnanina stattvadarshina. Unless we follow this system, no matter how much Sanskrit we learn, it's far from real knowledge. It is just increasing our false ego. And what is the outcome of Vedic knowledge? Vidya dadati vinayam. The first condition required to acquire Vedic knowledge is humility. Tadvidhi pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya. In the Western countries, where there is so-called advanced lifestyle, paying dandavat obeisances is considered shameful. When people see that, they become angry. They don't like it. That's why there is some controversy going on among devotees of Western countries, whether to pay dandavat in public or not. Last year, I was standing at an airport in Vienna, Austria, and two devotees came there to meet me. They paid dandavat obeisances to me. Then they asked me whether it was proper or not to do that in a public place, because the GBC says not to do that, as it doesn't look good. I said that if you don't pay obeisances, then it becomes an offense of Maryada Vyatikrama. I am no one. Somehow I am in Sannyas Ashram. But it is Vaishnava etiquette to pay dandavat to a sannyasi. It does not look good to pay dandavat in front of common people. But unless we do that, how will they become habituated? When they see that again and again, they will become habituated. They will think, oh, they are Hare Krishna people. They do like that. It's all right. What happened when Srila Prabhupada started his preaching in the Western countries? At that time, many of my senior god brothers and god sisters started Harinam Sankirtan in London, Los Angeles, and other metropolitan cities. People were dissatisfied. What are they doing, these uncivilized people? From what planet have they come? They are not of this world. Are they from Mars? This is the evidence that there is life on Mars. So many people became angry, and also it was risky. In 1975, the year I joined ISKCON, when we devotees came out from the temple to do Harinam Sankirtan, some people liked it, some were indifferent, and some even tried to attack us. In one instance, we came out of the temple and got into a police van. The police were waiting for us, and though we had not started Harinam, we were arrested. I told all this to the devotees who came to see me at the airport. Unless we do things, how will people become habituated? The Sankirtan movement of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will last 10,000 years, of which 500 years have passed. What will happen after 10,000 years, when just after 500 years we hesitate to pay dandavat in a public place? Should we give respect only by folding palms? 10,000 years will pass like this. And when will people see and get used to such things? So it is my opinion that what we ought to do, we should do. Even though from the perspective of ordinary people, it doesn't look good, still it is not our problem. It is their misfortune. And it is our duty to make unfortunate people fortunate by teaching them Vedic culture. The point is one should be humble and should pay dandavat obeisance. Humility is a qualification of becoming a disciple. A disciple should get Vedic knowledge from the Guru. The symptom that he has Vedic knowledge is Vidya Dadati Vinayam. And from humility comes a service attitude. And from that, Pariprasthena Sevaya. The Guru is satisfied by such an attitude. We cannot acquire Vedic knowledge by using our own intelligence. We can get knowledge only by the mercy of pure devotees. And a symptom of possessing Vedic knowledge is humility. A Shudra is also humble and renders service to others. So what is the difference between the humility of a Shudra and that of a real Brahmana? A Brahmana is humble. How? Because he possesses transcendental knowledge. Brahma janati the Brahmana. A Shudra is humble. How? Out of fear. If I don't render service to others, then I will not get food. So out of fear. But a Brahmana is humble due to Brahma jnana. They know that they are considered topmost in the human society. But what is my position? In this vast universe, I am like a small atom. I am no one. I am the insignificant servant of all-powerful, omnipresent and omniscient Lord. So this is humility. Also, Brahmanas have one great quality. They are the intelligent class. That is, Brahmabhuta prasanna atmana shochati na kankshati samaha sarveshu bhuteshu mad bhakti labhate param. Being totally devoid of material desires, they are free from lamentation. I am Shudra. Yo shochati iti Shudra. This happened. Why did this happen? I desired like this but could not achieve. This is how the Shudra thinks. Today the whole society is filled with Shudras. Kalo Shudra Sambhavaha. No Brahmanas, no Kshatriyas. That's why nobody is there to control Shudras. Shudras have no fear. They think nobody is there to punish them. That's why this Shudra class has become all fools, rascals and highly egoistic. Fools because they don't acquire Vedic knowledge by approaching a guru. So they are fools and unintelligent. Unintelligent means they don't know the ultimate aim of life and hence egoistic fools. I am the doer and I can do everything. God does not exist. If there is any God, he is subordinate to me. I give God 10 rupees and he becomes my order carrier. These are all characteristics of fools and rascals. This is the condition of today's society. Everybody is a fool and a rascal because the society is not taking guidance from and not following the instructions of previous acharyas. And hence, there is no peace. There is so much ignorance prevailing. Still, people are so egoistic. We know everything. So we should follow the instructions of liberated souls. Liberated souls are those who have understood the conclusion of the Vedas. Vedas sarve ahameva vedyo. The central point of all Vedic knowledge is Lord Krishna. They are aware of this and can give this knowledge as it is to the deluded human society. And how are they giving? Without any selfish interest. Not to get more money or high position. Those who are Brahmabhuta prasannatma na shochati na kankshati. They don't want anything for themselves as they are fully satisfied. But such great personalities have such compassion that people don't know their real self-interest. That's why for the benefit of such people, we have to teach them. Vyasadeva has written so many spiritual books like the king of all scriptures, Srimad Bhagavatam. For what reason? For foolish persons who are ignorant of Bhakti Yoga, who don't know that by Bhakti Yoga all types of impurities, all types of problems can easily be destroyed. People don't know. That's why Munificent Vyasadeva has composed so many scriptures. For this reason, Vyas Puja is celebrated. Why Vyasa? Worshipping Vyasa is also called Guru Puja. The specific meaning of Guru Puja is Vyasa Puja. Who is Guru? The import of this is very deep. Today there are so-called gurus, guru in name only. I am a guru. So guru is a fool. But guru cannot be a fool. Guru means intelligent. But foolish persons say I am guru. By popular opinion and by election, fools become guru and so-called avatars. But all these so-called gurus, avatars, yogis, mahatmas, etc. Brahma, Pramada, Vipralipsa, Karana, Pata are devoured by these four imperfections. This verse means that they are prone to commit mistakes, to become deluded, to cheat others and to have imperfect senses. How can they give real knowledge? Who is Guru? Om Jnana Timirandasya Jnanan Jana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruvai Namaha. By the torchlight of knowledge, they remove the darkness of ignorance. We are all blind and they remove our blindness. The so-called guru, if he also is blind, then what will happen? Blind parampara. Prahlad Maharaj says, Nate viduhu svadakatim hi Vishnum, durashaya ye bahirarthamanina, anda yathandir upaniyamanas, tiyapishatantriyam urudamni baddaha. So this is a situation. Everybody is blind. One person holds somebody's hand and says, take me. That person says, okay, believe me. But that person is also blind. Anda yathandher upaniyamanas teyapishatantriyam urudamni baddaha. Blind parampara. The guru should be a liberated soul. Liberated means he is not blind, but a seer of the absolute truth. Gyaninas tatva darshina. We are blind, and to remove that blindness, operation should be done. That operation is through bhakti yoga we should acquire knowledge. One should be inquisitive. What is the philosophy? What is the real thing? Vedyam vasam atravastu. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Janmadi yasyotyan vyatitaris chate svabhigna swarat. Ten brahma radiyadi kavayam huyanti yatsuriyaha. Tejo vari mridam yatha vinimayu yatta trishar gomusha. Dhamna svena sada nirastakuhukam satyam param dhimahi. This is the real thing of Vedic Shastra. The absolute truth on which we should meditate. Sada nirasta kuhukam satyam param dhimahi. They are always liberated. Lord Krishna never becomes deluded by Maya. He is Maheshwar, and those who take shelter of him also become liberated. Brahmavid Brahma eva bhavati. Upanishads say, Brahma janatiti brahmana. One who knows the absolute is a Brahman. The Lord is always liberated, and those who take shelter of him are also liberated. Liberated souls become liberated because they take shelter of Mukunda. Those who take shelter of Mukunda have the power, by the mercy of Mukunda, to make others liberated. This is the mercy of liberated souls. And the position of the Guru is that he is dear to Mukunda. Pure devotees are beloved to Lord Mukunda, and by the mercy of the Lord, give us devotional service and the darshan of the Lord. Brahma Pramada Vipralipsa Karana Patava. The teachings of liberated souls are free from these four imperfections, by which the conditioned souls are fully devoured. That's why liberated souls can give us, as it is, instruction by which we can get ultimate perfection. Srila Prabhupada is a great soul, Mahan Bhagavato Mahan. In this material world, a real Bhagavat is very rare. In every nook and corner, we will not get a Bhagavat. At every step, we can get omelette, pan, cigarette, etc. But we will not get a Bhagavat. A Bhagavat is one who is a devotee of Krishna, not a devotee of TV. I am a devotee of Krishna, also of TV, also of Aishwarya Rai, and also a devotee of cricket. One who is a Bhagavat is fully dedicated unto the lotus feet of the Lord, and not partially. O Lord, I offer everything unto your lotus feet. What does he offer? Everything. Very little he keeps for himself. This is surrender. The meaning of full surrender is surrender with mind, body, intelligence and wealth. As in the song, Manasa deho geho jo kichu mor arpilu tuva pade nanda kishor. There are many people who sing this song, saying, O Supreme Lord, I am surrendering everything to you. The Supreme Lord is very merciful, and as prasada he gives us TV. Everything is God's creation. If God does not want us to watch TV, why has he created it? This is the usual logic. Raso vai saha. The Lord is the reservoir of transcendental mellows. We will relish these mellows because God has given that. In this way, in the name of bhakti, a lot of abhakti is going on. Liberated souls do not give such temporary and misguiding instructions. What does a Bhagavat say? Srimad Bhagavatam says that in Kali Yuga, whatever is going on in the name of religion is all deception and cheating. There are two types of Bhagavat. One is Srimad Bhagavatam, that is scripture, and another is the person Bhagavat. Bhagavat means fully dedicated to Krishna Bhakti, and Mahabhagavat Bhakti Rasa Patra. His devotion is fully mature. At every nook and corner, we will not find a Bhagavat. The association of a Bhagavat is very rare, and sometimes in this world, a Mahabhagavat like Prahlad Maharaj and Srila Prabhupada appear among us. Mahan Bhagavato Mahan. All the associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are so powerful that each one of them can deliver the entire universe. But such Mahabhagavats are very rare to find. What is our hope? What is the solution? By accepting the guidance of liberated Mahabhagavats, our liberation in pure devotion becomes easily achievable. If we associate with foolish and rascal demons, then we fall down to lower species of life. Even on highways, there are accidents. In fact, on highways, there are more accidents. What should we do? In this purport, Srila Prabhupada is implying that the Krishna consciousness movement is authentic because the followers of this movement receive instructions from liberated souls. How do we receive these precepts? From Srila Prabhupada's divine books. And Srila Prabhupada writes that one should follow these instructions strictly. The disciple may not be a liberated soul, but if he follows the instructions of the Supreme Lord, he naturally will become free from all material contamination. We should receive the precepts from liberated souls. Always in human society, there are liberated souls like Prahlad Maharaj, Prithu Maharaj. This sloka, which we are discussing, was said by Prithu Maharaj. In human society, we will not always get great devotees like Srila Prabhupada, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Bhaktivinoda Thakur. But if someone follows the footsteps of these great devotees with full faith and determination, then such a person, by the mercy of pure devotees, will get liberated. This is not merely Srila Prabhupada's speculation. This is the verdict of the entire parampara. A few days before, I was in Udupi. It is a place of Madhvacharya, and we belong to the Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Vaishnav Sampradaya. Srila Madhvacharya's original place is Udupi. Srila Madhvacharya, before disappearing, said, "After my disappearance, I will reside at three places. First, in the form of the deity." Srila Madhvacharya is present there in the deity form. Second, in the form of words, Purna Pragya Bhashya, the writings of Madhvacharya. That is his purport on Vedanta Sutra. That means he will be present in the form of his transcendental instructions. The third place where Madhvacharya will reside will be on his own asana. That means those acharyas who come in his parampara, who by their conduct and teachings are full representatives of Madhvacharya and follow the ideal character of Madhvacharya, follow his instructions perfectly, are thus non-different from Madhvacharya. That is why Vyasa Puja takes place. It is worship of Vyasadeva. Madhvacharya is a disciple of Vyasadeva. His Diksha Guru's name is Achyuta Preksha. Madhvacharya is Svayam Siddha, that is an eternally liberated soul. After taking Diksha, Madhvacharya gave teachings to Achyuta Preksha, by which that deluded Mayavadi Achyuta Preksha came in our Vaishnav Parampara. This is an uncommon thing. Generally, the Guru gives instructions to the disciple. Madhvacharya is an eternally liberated soul. To refute Shankaracharya's most misguiding doctrine of Mayavad, to deliver the true message of Vedanta Sutra, he compiled his Purna Pragya Bhashya on Vedanta Sutra. And through this, he showed what Brahman is, what ultimate truth is. Brahma Janatiti Brahmana. Absolute truth is not impersonal. Truth is personal. It implies that absolute truth has name, form, leela, qualities, etc. Everything is a manifestation of the absolute truth. This world is temporary but not false. Especially to refute the impersonalist theory of Shankaracharya, to establish the supremacy of Hari, to propound the pure dualistic theory, and to refute the Advaita theory, he compiled his Purna Pragya Bhashya. And despite being a perfected soul, he showed his compilation to Vyasadeva. Madhvacharya was then in Udupi, where Vyasadeva resides. 5,000 years before, Vyasadeva wrote all the scriptures. After that, no one knew where Vyasadeva was residing. But Madhvacharya was well aware that Vyasadeva is long-lived. Srila Vyasadeva resides at Badrikashram. Today, there are well-constructed roads to go to Badrikashram. Before the roads were constructed, it was very, very difficult to go to Badrikashram. It was like Badri Yatra means the great departure. When people used to go, they would not come back. Madhvacharya knew that Vyasadeva was at Badrikashram. So he went there to get Vyasdev's blessings and if the need be, to do any research. This is a system. Despite being a perfected soul, he offered his writings to his guru. Through his compilation, he wanted to stop all preaching of Shankaracharya. He went to Badrikashram to get blessings of Vyasadeva. And at that time, there was no train, plane, lorry. And it is a rule that a sannyasi should go everywhere walking. Madhvacharya did Padyatra to Badrikashram. And we go to Badrikashram by road. Some people also go by helicopter. They go to Badrikashram and there, also with the help of generator, see television and eat chips. Such people don't get a darshan of Vyasadeva. Madhvacharya went there and Vyasadeva gave him darshan. He will not give darshan to fallen souls like us. Vyasadeva gave him blessing and Madhvacharya came back to refute the Keval Advaita Vad of Shankaracharya through real knowledge. The guru of Madhvacharya is Vyasadeva. This is how the parampara is descending. This Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya is coming from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The seed is Madhavendra, seed of love. But we don't offend other Vaishnava Acharyas. Everybody is respectable. Madhvacharya, Ramanujacharya, Vishnu Swami, Nimbarkacharya. All are respectable souls. Then also Gaudiyas are special. The Krishna Prema given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Prema Pumartho Mahan. Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaurat Vishaya Namaha. Antaha Krishna Bahir Gaura. He is Krishna himself in the mood of Radharani. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Lord Krishna himself. Ekal Aishwarya. He came in the form of a devotee and as a devotee taught people Vedic knowledge. After undergoing so many tribulations, Mayavadis achieve half-liberated positions. Yeni Arvindaksha Vimuktamaninas Tvayastha Bhavad Avishuddha Buddhayaha Aruya Krushrena Parampadam Tataha Patantyado Nadruta Yushmad Angraya Addho Nadruta. By not paying respect to the lotus feet of Mukunda, the altruistic Mayavadi, Brahmavadi falls down even after attaining the ultimate perfection. They are freed from the three modes of nature but not established in their original constitutional position. Because yenir vindaksha vimuktamaninas, disrespect unto the lotus feet of the Lord. By disrespecting, the living entities initiate worldly miseries. Icchadvesha samuthena dvandva mohena bharata sarvabhutani sammoham sarge yanti parantapa. Because we envied Krishna, we came to this material world. And then our love for Krishna got transformed into lust. In the liberated condition, the pure living entity has pure consciousness. I am servant of Krishna. I have got one desire to serve Krishna. Hoye mayar dasa kori nana abhilash. By coming to this material world and disrespecting the Lord, our desires become unlimited. Then, bhogeshvera prasaktanam taya parita chetasam vyavasayatmika buddhi samadhona vidiyate. Then our mind remains always agitated. The conditioned souls keep looking for bhogeshvarya and never gets peace. What a defect in human society. They are not following the instructions of liberated souls. They disrespect them. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is himself Vyasadeva or Vyasadeva is Narayan, Shaktyavesh Avatar. In the Madhvacharya Sampradaya, Vyasadeva is considered Narayan himself. In our perspective, Vyasadeva is Vishnumurti or Shaktyavesh Avatar. But this hardly matters who Vyasadeva is. He gave us true knowledge through different Vedic Shastras. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the original Vyasa. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was at Varanasi, he told Brahmavadi and Mayavadi, Prakashanand Saraswati and his 60,000 disciples that they believed Vyasadeva only externally. Real Vyas Puja is to accept Vyasa's teaching as it is. Those who temper the words of the Vedas are disrespecting Ved Vyas in the name of Vedic studies. Only a Vaishnava can do real Vyasa Puja. That's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu performed Vyasa Puja through Nityanand Prabhu. There is a book in the Shankaracharya Sampradaya, Vyasa Puja Paddhati, in which there is a whole method of how we should do Vyasa Puja. But the Mayavadis, because of the wrong philosophy, in their so-called Vyasa Puja, they criticize Vyasadeva. What is Vyasa Puja? Vedesa Sarver Ahameva Vedya Vedyam Vasam Atravastu. Lord Krishna is the central point of all Vedic knowledge. This thing we have to understand. Make others realize and live our life accordingly. Kayena Manasa Vachasa. Kaya means body. Body, mind and words. To engage everything, every moment in the service of Krishna. This is Vyasa Puja. If we take the name of Vyasa and also side by side, do other types of non-devotional activities, this is not Vyasa Puja. How to become a guru? By following the code of conduct established by Vyasadeva in accordance with Parampara. What is the meaning of the word Acharya? Who lives his life according to the instructions given by Vyasadeva. Who is an Acharya? Who not only theoretically but themselves obey the instructions of the Vedas and by their example teach others the principles of Vyasadeva. Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamahiyam Dadati Subhatantikam. In the Sampradaya of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, everybody is Rupa Anuga. Materialistic so-called scholars call it Gaudiya Sampradaya, Chaitanya Sampradaya. But we don't say we belong to the Chaitanya Sampradaya. Our real identification is that we are Rupa Anugas, followers of Rupa Goswami. Why Rupa Goswami? Why not Chaitanya Anuga? Gauranuga. The goal of Lord Chaitanya is very subtle. And what is in the heart of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is highly confidential. Only Lord Chaitanya knows what it is. And also, other than the Lord, even Swarup Damodar Goswami knows. Swarup Damodar Goswami is non-different from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But he never revealed that to anybody. Rupa Goswami, through his writing, manifested the divine intention of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. What was that intention? That Sachinandan, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Brajendra Nandana Jai Sachi Shuta Hoilose, descended in this unfortunate Kali Yuga to make it fortunate. And also to tell people that confidential and enlightening love of Krishna. Yadi Gaurana Hoito Tabeki Hoito Kemone Dharitam De. Radar Mahima Premarasa Seema Jagate Janatoke. Baraja Yuvati Bhavira Bhakati Shakati Hoitokar. Had Chaitanya Mahaprabhu not descended in this Kali Yuga, what would have happened? Who has the power to preach the greatness of Radharani except Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Who has the power to disclose the secret of Vrajadham? Madhura Vrinda Vipina Madhuri Pravesha Chaturi Sar. Who knows all this? Nobody except Chaitanya Mahaprabhu can bestow the mellow of Rajaprem to others. Especially from Rupa Goswami, we get the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. To fulfill the heart's desire of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Rupa Goswami preached through Vraja Premarasa Sankirtan. Prithivite Ache Yata Nagaradigram Sarvatra Prachara Hoibe Muranam. Rupa Sanatan Goswami, Jiva Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, what did they do? Nana Shastra Vicharaneika Nipuno Saddharma Sansthapako Lokanam Hitakarino Tribhuvane Manyo Sharaniyakaro Radha Krishna Padaravinda Bhajanandena Mattaliko. Staying at Vrajadham, studying all the scriptures scrutinizingly, they wrote unlimited valuable books to establish Sanatan Dharma, ultimate Dharma, Prema Dharma. This is the main contribution of Rupa Goswami, Rupa Sanatan Goswami, and all other Goswamis of Vraja. Among them, especially Rupa Goswami gave training to Jiva Goswami. And through Jiva Goswami, others, Narottam Das Thakur, Srinivas, and Shyamananda got inspiration. And they compiled a book, Premavani, for the benefit of common mass of people. That's why sometimes Gaudiyas are also called Jivanuga, Rupanuga, Jivanuga. Rupa Goswami gave Rasa Shastra, and Jiva Goswami gave only one purport in such sandarbha. Rupa Goswami gave his opinion in the science of mellows, and Jiva Goswami in such sandarbha. In the Goswami literature, there is a complete deliberation of mellows, which we cannot find elsewhere. Material rasa is far different from Goloka rasa, and in the presence of Vraja rasa, Vaikuntha rasa Mathura Rasa and Dwarka Rasa have no comparison. The science of mellows was given by Rup Goswami and philosophy by Jiva Goswami. There is no difference between the two. They are two perspectives of the same thing. Narottam Das Thakur, Srinivas and Shyamananda preached Sri Chaitanya's gospel in the Bengal and Utkal regions. Narottam Das Thakur was a disciple of Jiva Goswami. He took Diksha from Loknath Goswami. So Narottam Das Thakur mentioned Loknath Goswami in many of his prayers and bhajans. O Loknath Prabhu, when will you offer me unto the lotus feet of Rup Goswami? This was the prayer of Narottam Das Thakur. His Diksha Guru was Loknath Goswami and Shiksha Guru Jiva Goswami. Narottam Das Thakur was a great scholar of transcendental knowledge, Rasa Shastra. The disciple of Jiva Goswami cannot be a fool. Still, Narottam Das Thakur, in very simple Bengali language, wrote many bhajans and kirtans to teach the general mass of people. To reveal his emotions, he wrote in simple Bengali language. Like this, the parampara is descending. This is Mahajana Parampara. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was a disciple of Ishwarpuri. And after that, in this Rupanuga Gaudiya Sampradaya, there are unlimited gurus. Rupa Raghunath Das Goswami, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, Narottam Das Thakur. In the parampara list, only names of famous gurus like Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, Narottam Das Thakur, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Baladev, Jagannath, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Gaur Keshwadas Babaji Maharaj, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur and Srila Prabhupada are mentioned. Apart from this, many other great devotees also served this sampradaya by becoming gurus. Guru Seva also implies that a devotee, for serving his guru, himself becomes a guru. Like that, he serves his guru. A guru does Guru Seva. How? By giving instructions to his disciples. If a guru does not always serve his own guru, then he is not a guru. Guru means he is an ideal disciple of his own guru. Such disciples are useful who very well accept the teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Yar dekha tare kaho Krishna upadesh, amar agyay guru, han tar ei desh. Who is eligible to follow this instruction? Everybody can become eligible. Everybody can become guru. Kiba vipra kiba nyasi shudra keena naya, yei Krishna tattva vitta sei guru hai. It is not necessary that you have to become a great scholar or be born in a high-class Brahmin family. The only qualification is that one should know Krishna. One should know the absolute truth. Hari is supreme. He is Bhagwan. Living entities are Krishna's servants. They are part and parcel of Krishna. They are not equal to Krishna. Those who know this and do yar dekha tar kaho Krishna upadesh and live their life to preach the Vedic knowledge established by Vyasa, such persons are eligible to become guru. Like this, Vyasa Puja takes place. Vyasa Puja means to worship Vyasa, to worship Madhvacharya, to serve all the acharyas coming in the parampara of Madhvacharya, and to worship all the innumerable gurus, both popular and unpopular, because guru means he is a representative of Vyasadeva. All gurus are Vaishnavas. Many of them were not very popular. Rasikanand was a great, highly powerful acharya, a disciple of Shyamananda. He also had many disciples, innumerable disciples. Among those disciples, many were gurus. In the book Rasika Mangal, names of chief disciples of Rasikanand are mentioned. In Rasika Mangal, there is description that Rasikanand has thousands and thousands of disciples. There is no other description. There are innumerable gurus. Still, guru is one. Guru is Vyas. Like those acharyas who sit on the asana of Madhvacharya are non-different from Madhvacharya. How? Because they give knowledge like Vyasa. From one perspective, the guru and Vyas are one. Shat karma nipuno vipro mantra tantra visharadaha a vaishnavo guru nasyad vaishnava svapacho guru. The qualification of a guru is that he should be a Vaishnava. Vyasadev gave so many instructions, and a Vaishnava guru understands their message and preaches the essence of Srimad Bhagavatam. Vedyam Vastavam Atravastu. This Veda is real Vastu. So we are Rupanugas. We belong to the Rupanuga Sampradaya in the worship of Vyasa. Through Guru Puja, we worship Vyasa and all Vyasanuga Gurus. Today my Vyas Puja is going to be celebrated. What does it mean, my Vyas Puja? All of you are invited to come here to give me a chance to tell me that my duty is to do Guru Puja. Today especially I should do Guru Puja, Vyas Puja. Especially today, I should remember all the previous acharyas of the Sampradaya and should do Guru Seva. You were all invited to come here and warn me that I have only one duty to perform, that is Guru Puja. If for a single moment I deviate from doing Guru Puja, then that one thing will disqualify me from doing the work of Guru. Sri Rupa Raghunatha Pade Yar Ash Chaitanya Charitamrita Kahe Krishna Das. We should always pray. Yogyata vichare kichu nahi pai, tomar karuna sar, karuna na hoile kandiya kandiya, na rakhibo ar. What is my qualification? The qualification is following the path given by previous acharyas. I am trying to give instructions to others. This is the qualification and this is the Vedic system. Vyasadeva gave us Vedavani, in which there are unlimited branches and sub-branches. What is that branch? From Vaishnava Parampara, Bhakti Siddhanta, Vedic Siddhanta is coming. The duty of the Guru is to teach others this Vedavani coming from liberated persons. And Swayam Acharit Yasmat, that is also to teach others by one's own example. I have taken a lot of your valuable time. A few days ago was Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur's disappearance day. At Juhu ISKCON temple, one devotee asked me why his pranama mantra is so long. I replied that, why is it so short? Ananda Shesha is trying for millions of years to glorify an atom of the dust of a single attribute of great acharyas. Then also he does not find an end to that. That's why he is called Ananta. Our intelligence is very limited. We think that four slokas in the pranama mantra of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur is too much in his glorification. To save us from this meager intelligence, acharyas appear in this world and that's why we worship them. Vyasa Puja means to worship all the gurus. You might be thinking that I am speaking for so long, but it is our misfortune that we have no taste for hearing the glorification of acharyas. That's why one should write many books. What is Madhvacharya's contribution? What did Ramanujacharya give? Lokasa sadyo vidunoti kalmasham tasmei subhadra shravase namo namaha. People are ignorant and that's why Mahamuni Vyas compiled Srimad Bhagavatam. What is the philosophy? Hari is supreme. The jiva is servant of Krishna. What is rasa? How can we derive rasa? How does the Lord interact with his devotees? And how do his devotees fully surrender unto his lotus feet? Bhagavatam is original rasa shastra. In the purport, Srila Prabhupada writes that today, because of disrespecting previous acharyas, the whole human society is misguided. Due to lack of awareness of Bhagavad Charita, people talk about Madhuri Dixit, Aishwarya Rai, Sonia Gandhi, Sachin Tendulkar and so on. There is no Bhagavat. In the purport, Srila Prabhupada writes that by praising such fools and rascals, people criticize and disrespect Bhagavatas. Discussing more and more about Bhagavats will stop disrespect of Bhagavats and will yield life's ultimate perfection. That's why Srila Prabhupada made so much endeavor in writing books. Through the medium of books, there is the Bhagavat preacher, worship of Vyasadeva. And also through books, one can distribute the teachings of Vyas to everybody. So this is Vyas Puja. Who is eligible to sit on a Vyasasana? Only one type of person can sit on a Vyasasana, not the fools and rascals. Pseudo-gurus who are incapable, who steal their disciples' wealth, are not eligible to become a guru. By word jugglery and manipulations, they cheat others. Such a guru is rare who can alleviate the disciples' distress. Birth, death, disease, old age, miseries like Adhyatmika, Adibhautika, Adidevika. Who has the power to say that I can remove all the distress of my disciples? That guru who has firm faith in the instructions of previous acharyas Madhvacharya, Vishnu Swami, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Rup Goswami, Jiv Goswami, and also firm faith in all Vedic Shastra, that he is not a doer, who is aware that he does not do anything, that he is like a peon, as Krishnadat Kaviraj Goswami has said. Krishnadat Kaviraj Goswami, Mahan Bhagavato Mahan, in the list of great devotees, he is glorified. He immersed in the mood of Trinadapi Sunichena said, I am even more sinful than the infamous rascals Jagai and Madhai. What is my position? I am more fallen than even the worms in the stool. Those who simply hear my name will have their pious activities diminished, and those who utter my name will become sinful. Like this we also say. But we only say. We don't have that mood. It's easy to say, difficult to realize. It is very difficult to acquire the mood of Trinadapi Sunichena. We are all egoistic fools. At least one should think, my original position is even lower than the straw in the street. In this time of emergency, Madhvacharya is not present among us. But Madhvacharya is present. Vyasdeva is also present. And all the acharyas are present. But because of lack of their personal presence, there is so much chaos in the society. Because of lack of knowledge, the whole human society is misdirected. By not doing Vyasa Puja, they are worshipping fools. You all bless me that in this life and in every birth, I can do Vyasa Puja. Vyasa Puja takes place by giving instructions according to the previous acharyas and also living life accordingly. We have done Vyasa Puja glorification for 2.5 hours. We wish that we will spend our whole life in doing Vyasa Kirtan and Shravan. Thus, I am concluding my lecture on Vyasa Puja.